Day 7, February 24th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 91 and was written by Addison Schmidt Morgan, class of 2024. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Where is God in this? I pray all the time. I took him to church every Sunday. I usually feel God near, but I don't right now. These were the words of a grandmother who had just lost her young grandchild suddenly. Right after she said this, she began to pray, reciting verses from Psalm 91. I was sitting in one of those awful hospital family meeting rooms in our pediatric emergency department, where good news is hardly ever relayed, and where I find myself more often than I'd like. As one of many chaplains in a Level 1 trauma center, my colleagues and I often find ourselves sitting with someone on the worst day of their life. We accompany people along uncertain journeys that often yield questions whose answers also have little certainty. We sit with people when God feels far away. We are in the wilderness. There is uncertainty. We may have questions whose answers feel like they too have little certainty. God may feel distant. Psalm 91 is often used in my place of work with our Judeo-Christian population, and while this psalm may not be finding you on the worst day of your life, at least I pray it isn't, it can serve as a reminder on any day of God's most steadfast promises. No wonder people turn to it on terrible days. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. For this grandmother, this psalm became an anchor in an unimaginable moment. In the times when God feels most distant, psalms like Psalm 91 can ground us back in the realities that God can always be called upon, and that God is always near. May it always be so. Today's prayer. Holy God, we fear the terror of the night and the arrow that flies by day. Remind us that we can always call on you. Help us to trust that you will always answer. Amen.